In a move designed to cripple Iran's economy and curtail its nuclear arsenal, the United States has given countries who are still buying Iranian oil 1 week to stop or face heavy economic sanctions. Roughly a year ago, President Trump imposed economic sanctions on Iran and instructed other countries to stop buying its oil, though some had a waiver to continue purchases for a while. But as that comes to an end, the other casualty might be consumers, because global oil markets could be rocked, threatening even higher petrol prices. Here's our business reporter David Taylor.
The cost of living continues to rise, and the price of petrol has become one of the main offenders.
What we have seen with the recent lift in prices is that monthly household spend jumped to about $240.
ComSec economist Ryan Felsman tracks the oil market and its flow-on effects to the petrol bowser and your hip pocket. He says the oil price is currently nudging a six-month high and could easily climb higher, producing more pain for motorists at the pump.
Yes, we could see a sizable increase, really.
Petrol prices are higher because of threats to global oil supply. Fears of further supply threats were heightened last night when the US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned China and India, if they continue to buy oil from Iran, they'd suffer harsh economic penalties. The move completes the sanctions program that President Trump reimposed nearly a year ago when he withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal. Brian Hook is US Special Envoy to Iran.
And Iran has a choice. They can either start behaving like a normal nation or they can watch their economy crumble.
He spoke to financial news service Bloomberg to explain the move.
We've already seen an impact. Iran is having a harder time meeting their funding commitments for Hezbollah, for Hamas, for their Shia proxies in Syria. And so we want to make it hard for Iran to execute its foreign policy. We're going to continue putting pressure on this regime.
Before the reimposition of sanctions last year, Iran was the fourth largest producer among OPEC countries, pumping out roughly 3 million barrels per day. Last month, exports shrunk to below 1 million barrels per day. Brian Hook dismisses fears of massive disruptions to the market, despite the price of crude lifting 3% on rumours of the sanctions.
Iranian crude is not an exotic crude, and there's a number of countries that can supply China with its energy needs. There will not be any supply interruption as a consequence of our decision today.
Sydney-based Henry Jennings is a day trader, closely watching financial markets. He says it's impossible to know how supply will ultimately be affected by this latest move from the Trump administration, but the timing of the announcement's designed to cause the least impact on the price of oil.
It is an interesting timing, I guess, but maybe he was hoping it would sort of get lost in the Easter lull.
He sees global oil supply falling further from here and prices lifting.
At the moment, sentiment is running, the oil is heading higher. Now, that's what markets move on, and there is a fear that that supply is going to dry up.
It's not just motorists feeling the pinch. Tens of thousands of Australian businesses rely heavily on diesel, which could also now rise. Sunira Tenakoon is an oil and gas industry analyst with AME Group.
So if the diesel price goes up, and it was a bit higher in the last few months, this actually increases the operation expenses of most of the manufacturing companies in Australia.
Are you expecting the price of diesel to keep rising?
Yes.
The hope for motorists and businesses across the country is that countries like Saudi Arabia will make up the supply difference. ComSec's Ryan Felsman.
We're likely to see US oil production lift. And of course, Saudi Arabia is keen to increase supply to offset those losses of Iranian crude exports.
But in Asian trade today, the price of oil continued to climb. Global investment bank Barclays adding that the US announcement took many by surprise and that the move would, quote, significantly tighten oil markets.
David Taylor with that report.